Stay tuned after the show for a message from Amazon.
Good Friday morning. This is Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Breaking overnight, a federal judge has stopped the 2020 census from finishing at the end of September. That's according to the Associated Press. All of a sudden, it appears as if COVID relief has exploded back onto the scene. Please allow us to translate this before you get too worked up. This may or may not be a real thing. We trend toward the latter. It's not a real thing, but let's keep talking about it. Our colleagues Heather Cagle, Sarah Ferris, and John Bresnahan scooped yesterday that Nancy Pelosi had her leadership team in her office Thursday afternoon, and they discussed passing a $2.4 trillion stimulus bill next week after Wednesday. If that bill makes it to the floor, COVID relief is probably dead. It'll just be a messaging bill to help Democrats out. If Pelosi doesn't put it on the floor, it probably means she thinks she can get a deal and vote on that instead. Again, repeating here for you, Republicans say the upper limit of their bill is $1.3 trillion to $1.5 trillion. Democrats are at $2.4 trillion. We laid out the contours of a possible bill a week ago, but there have been no talks, and the two sides have not moved an inch. Sources told us last night that Steven Mnuchin and Pelosi had not spoken yesterday. We're not entirely sure why putting a bill on the floor at the same price tag as the offer last week would move anyone to the table. President Donald Trump's instinct is to spend money. Republicans know it, Democrats know it. If it were up to Steven Mnuchin, Dems and R's would have a deal. Mark Meadows is around for a reason. The chief of staff represents the angst that Senate and House Republicans have. They don't want to spend any money right now. The Dem calculus is tough. Pelosi wants to help moderates by giving them a vote, but the left and unions don't want her to go too far to appease them. And of course, Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats are battling for control of the Senate, and that affects how much they are willing to bend. Is either side going to cave? If your answer is probably no, then you're in line with the thinking of most smart people in the Capitol. New York Times Biz Day front, job rebound is losing steam as crisis passes six-month mark. Speaking of free cash, the president says he's sending seniors $200 drug coupons. Our colleagues write, sending coupons to that many Medicare beneficiaries would cost at least $6.6 billion. RBG will lie in state in the Capitol today. The Bidens and Kamala Harris will come to pay their respects. Sungmin Kim reports the White House has started outreach to key senators on the Supreme Court pick. She has this little nugget in the story. The administration has not disclosed the identity, but it is widely believed to be Judge Amy Coney Barrett of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. This lines up with our reporting as well. Here's what's on tap for the president's Friday. He's in Miami and will have an 11 a.m. Latinos for Trump roundtable. He'll fly from Miami to Atlanta at 12:25. At 2:40, he'll speak about black economic empowerment, the Platinum Plan, at the Cobb Galleria Center at 4:05. He'll leave Atlanta for D.C. and will head to the Trump Hotel. He's back out at 7:55 for Newport News for a 9 p.m. rally and is expected back at the White House at 11:30. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Amazon is investing $18 billion in 2020 on ways to help small and medium-sized businesses reach more customers worldwide. That provides more selection for you and helps independent businesses grow and thrive. Learn more through aboutamazon.com.